to see how many different aspects of it are. This first poem is called Fool Poem Number One. Here we go with another session, pounding keys as if to reshape them to fit supple locks and open stubborn doors. Oh God, the futility and the vanity of such an effort at discovery. Shadow trying to pound even from sound the stone's blood. Always the image of the fool dances by, some cuddly hellhound yapping at his heels. The canyon. Somewhat historical, hysterical rap called The Ruling Class. It's kind of like, you may recognize some of the characters, it's kind of like an animal fable, actually. It's kind of a narrative of recent American history. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. Law Twitchell was extremely ugly. He resembled a very healthy mole. This was one way of expressing his soul. His mate, Martha, had a big mouth. She wanted gross pigs kept out of her house. But Law had the soul of a mole, and he dug his hole. I've seen dirty tricks. Are they dirty dicks? Who are all these bricks? Are these feelings? Too many gross pigs. Martha whispered into the phone, thinking she was all alone. Crash! Breaking through the door and rolling upward on the floor was our muscular houseboy, Igor, whom Law had hired day before to join the other four. Igor stripped to the waist and tore the phone off the wall. He punched Martha in the face. And the other four houseboys entered the brawl. They smashed her in the breast and headed through over on the bed. A needle came to pass and was plunged into her ass. And Law had the soul of a mole and dug his hole. What did Martha see while watching color TV between the stripes and stars? What new insight that bleak night?
I'm a prisoner in my home.
The government's in the hands of fools. My husband's friends are all tycoons. I can't stand being so alone. See, money is muscle, and tycoons rule where Law had the soul of a mole. And Law and his friends all dug their hole and want for the hole to be under control. And money is muscle, and tycoons rule where Law had the soul of a mole. Now is the time to turn off the news, says the boss.
glancing at his walkie-talkie watch civil defense band radio calendar. We'll have General Cirillo make an appeal to patriotic zeal, then Graham Cracker will launch a crusade. All expenses paid. To snarl the soul in our control. What did Mama see that wasn't on TV? Turn me loose, screeches General Cirillo. Okay, Bruce. Nods the boss man, jabbing his princess bones, spinning her wheel. Exploding, whistling, fire licking, swollen lips, caking blood, melting skin, limbs, gutted trees, roots, rootless in air, forest flame, food, fog, charred rice paddies, animals running, the drone of the sheary, humans watching the sky, state alert. General Cirillo stomps back into the Oval Office, rubbing gloves together like cymbals, smiling. Heinrich Grosseps, the German advisor, stirs an enormous kettle of Arabian oil with his schlong, murmuring alchemic incantations backwards. The staffers, Faust, Machiavelli, and Attila the Hun encircle the boss man. Mafa struggles with her ropes and reconstructs her fractured hose. The boss rings up the preacher on the princess. He's doing a mob wedding in Costa Rica. An intelligence man in a satyr mask lugs the cracker to the phone. He blesses the general with a few slurred dominoes. The general snorts some coke, grits a smile on cue, and the house jack photographer flashes. The flick makes news in the new. In the primordial closets of the Bureau of Homicide, rattle the skeleton. The primal state fratricide. Malcolm and Martin and Robin and John once lived among us, and now they are gone. The agents in the field all play to win, like cowboys crashing in some Dallas Super Bowl. Loyal to the old pig skin, the game's called ball control. Cosmic terror warps these guys as they don each play's new guise. Each clock ticks, murder drives each soul further from its natural goal. And Malcolm and Martin and Robert and John once lived among us and now they are gone. And Law had the soul of a mole and dug his hole. And Law and his friends all dug their hole and won for the hole to be under control. And Martha, poor Martha, her madness, her badness, is locked in a yacht's hole. And frozen in sadness. And no news is good news, says the new. Cranking out the views from which the rest must choose. Next I expect Smash the Muse, she's a threat. Someone pounding at your door as a clock face flashes for a neighbor. This next piece. It's called
percolating highway. I'm running from myself down this percolating highway. I got coffee cups balanced on my palms, saucers in the sky, the moon's my cream. I'm running from myself and my hands are burning. I got blood spurting from wounds that never heal. I got lizards licking me behind, roadrunner up ahead, sirens spinning in my head. I'm running from myself and I feel like dying. I feel like lying down and letting fire ants put out my flames. I got fence posts in my trousers and jail bars up my sleeves. I got everything in writing, but I can't recall my name. I got that desert rat feeling. I got the rattler shake. I got a joker in my soul, an ace in a hole. Gotta get to those seven cities before my gold fever breaks. I'm running from myself down this percolating highway. I got the caffeine sweat. I'm gonna collect all bets down in White Sands tonight. When the mushroom billows, I get a flash of white light. Yes, I got a stone pillow for my head, cactus needles for my bed, a saddle for my horse, a limp body for my cross. I'm running from myself, and I feel like dying. Americana. His gun cracking at times. Square arcade. A hapless soldier. Right, this next piece is called In Fur No. Went to the Grand Inquisitor. He didn't have much to say. Asked him for a pardon. He said, come back another day. Outside in the prison yard, in the sun, sweat streaked bodies lining up underneath the gun. Went back to the Grand Inquisitor, my tail between my legs. I said, those souls are suffering. Do I have to beg? He locked his eyes like steel in mine, and he nodded at the wall. He said they all are bound to die. Keep quiet. When they fall. He looped his arm around my neck and walked me to my
myself. He said, enjoy yourself, my friend. Taller than the stop sign. I love you. The words catch in a throat and stumble out over the tongue. I love you. The eyes, frightened, pleading, mean so much it's hard to tell what it means. Speckled snake up the road, head erect, tongue flicking, travelers.
Travel.
a conduct didn't want no monkey on his back. Thought of playing for the president, but didn't want the poor man's mind to crack. Thought of his own thoughts and didn't want. Played for the pure, clear ring he imagined.
Thank you.
Lose a waterfront globe, both sides of tracks. Lose a love that is eaten by cats. Lose the blues of this town. After the rain, robin hopping, looking down for worms and up for other robins. This next piece is kind of a little chant that was written while teaching students at the Brittany School. Get into some basics. I want, give me the moon. I want, give me the moon. I want, give me the moon. I don't care if it never shines. Sun, if an apple, it hangs from the sky. Skin is so golden at pine and sky. Oh Lord, before I die, I'm gonna fly. I want, give me the moon. Now sing along. I want. Give me the moon, I want, give me the moon. We're going further than we've ever gone. Transformation that sometimes can take place, actually, that follows that blinding desire. This is a song called The Other Side. It's a kind of a song.
for Helen Adam, who will be here on April 28th. Very wonderful 70-year-old lady poet who now resides in New York. But this is about the kind of transformation that sometimes takes place following a blind desire.
Have you been to the other side? Will you climb with me? The other side of the mountain high is unmapped territory. But I've been wondering if you come from there, as I've seen the ice sparkling in your hair, the ice that crowns that peak so fair. Oh, will you climb with me? Oh, yes, I'll climb up, climb up, climb up. Climb that mountain fair, for I've been there, been there, been there. Oh, I've been there, been there. The snow is falling everywhere, but I've been there, been there. She took his hand into her own. The wind was howling here, so cold, but cold out for the bone. But a word rang in.
Up a hill,
where ice gleamed all around, while high above a full moon beamed its pillar to the ground. And in the moonbeam's silver light, that fool blew on his flute, while a manger purred and hip and yur and leap against his boot. That fool had on a silly hat and tattered clothes all green. He was the most outrageous sight I think I've ever seen. And when we passed, he looked at me and said, "Pride, you're heading down." He lifted up his flute and breathed a lush and joyous sound that wafted over the valley and down the wooded hill. From where I stand here in the cold, I think I hear it still. That music made me loony beneath the moon and stars. It made me want to follow him and leave this world of cars and bars. But then I walked on down the hill and headed toward my home, and shut and bolted tight my door and sat here all alone, and heard the wild wind swallow up that fool's amazing breath. And now I'm free, alone with me, to make my poem of death. For like a god, I pull the strings of lyre and compose. I lay a curse with leaden verse on everything that grows. And death is in the garden, where the flower wilts and fades. And death is in the dark of night, and death in the fire's blaze. And death is in the city streets. I sing death through the wires, and everything has death but me. And death in the heart's desires. And death is in the changing moon, and death is in the sea. And death is in the mountain ice, and death is in the tree. And death just met that fool I say he grew up on the hill. And yet, that song beneath the wind, that song, I cannot kill. Falling leaves stick to the hills. One last piece and then one very short piece. I'd like to do this one as a kind of participation piece. This follows a certain form, very simple form. It's called That Fool, it's called So Long. It's another fool poem. The first three lines of each stanza go, fool, fool, da-da-da-da, it's filled out with words. Fool, fool, da-da-da-da, fool, fool, da-da-da-da, fool, fool, da-da-da-da. Then the last two lines of the refrain, I've been a fool too long, too long, I've been a fool too long. So I like to do this with everybody, and when I go like this, that means fool, fool, right? And then I'll fill in the next little rap.
Sure,
like, fool, fool, okay?
Yeah.
This is my answer to Lawrence Road. Okay, ready? One, two, ready, hit it.
Fool, fool,
shaped like a gnome.
Fool, fool,
writing the poem.
Fool, fool,
wants to go home. I've been a fool too long, too long. I've been a fool too long. Fool, fool, fool day and night.
Fool, fool,
with gold shining bright.
Fool, fool,
give the apple a bite. I've been a fool too long, too long. I've been a fool too long. Fool, fool,
mirror, mutter.
Fool, fool, student stutter.
Fool, fool,
lover sputter. I've been a fool too long, too long. I've been a fool too long. Fool, fool, cool and calm.
Fool, fool,
inventing the bomb.
Fool, fool,
beyond all harm. I've been a fool too long, too long. I've been a fool too long. One more. Fool, fool. A look in the eye. Fool, fool. Doors to die.